Greetings, pilgrims. Welcome to episode 23, The Way of a Pilgrim. It's the Jesus Prayer Journey, and this is Pastor Bob. If you recall, our pilgrim is telling the stories of his travels to his spiritual father as he's waiting. Remember, he's waiting for those 3 days before he heads off for Jerusalem. So we're in the midst of those stories, and he had just told him about meeting up with the blind man, remember? And they end up talking about the Philokalia, and the pilgrim reads him some sections of the Philokalia, and they find that they are on the same wavelength and are preparing to walk together to Tobolsk. If you recall, rather than use the cart that was given to the blind man, why use the cart? Tobolsk is only 100 miles, and we'll go slowly. Think how good it will be for the two of us alone to travel together. It will be much easier for us to talk and read about prayer as we walk. So we agreed. And that's where we pick it up today. That evening, the master himself came to call us to dinner. After the meal, we told him that the blind man and I would be traveling together, and that we would not be needing the cart, since it would be easier for us to read the Philokalia that way. When he heard this, the master said, "I too enjoyed the Philokalia. In fact, I've already written a letter enclosing some money, which I'll post to St. Petersburg on my way to the courthouse tomorrow. I've asked them to send it to me immediately." The next day, we set off. After warmly thanking our hosts for their love and generous hospitality, they accompanied us along the way for over half a mile from their house, and thus we parted from them. The blind man and I walked short distances at a time, from 6 to 10 miles a day. The rest of the time, we sat in secluded spots and read from the Philokalia. I read to him all that there was on the prayer of the heart, following the order of my late starets had indicated to me, beginning with the books of Nicephorus the Solitary, St. Gregory of Sinai, and so on. How hungrily and how attentively he took everything, and how it pleased and delighted him. Then he began to ask me questions about prayer that I was not capable of answering. When we had read all the necessary pages from the Philokalia, he begged me to actually show him how the mind can find the heart, how to bring the name of Jesus Christ into it, and how to experience the delightful interior prayer of the heart. I explained to him, "You are blind and can see nothing. But are you not able to imagine in your mind that which you once could see with your eyes? A person or some object or one of your limbs, such as a hand or a foot. Are you not able to imagine it as vividly as if you were actually looking at it? And to concentrate and focus even your blind eyes on it?" "I can do that," said the blind man. "Well, then, do the same thing and try to visualize your heart with your mind. Focus your eyes as if you were looking at it, right through the wall of your chest cavity. Try to visualize it as vividly as possible in your mind and listen to the steady rhythm of its beating. When you have succeeded with this, then begin to repeat the words of the prayer in accompaniment to each beat of your heart, keeping your eyes focused on it all the while. Thus, with the first beat, you will say, verbally or mentally, the word, Lord. With the second, Jesus. With the third, Christ. With the fourth, have mercy. With the fifth, on me. Repeat this over and over again. It should be easy for you, since you have already learned the basics of the prayer of the heart. Again, with the first beat, you will say verbally or mentally the word, Lord. With the second, Jesus. With the third, Christ. With the fourth, have mercy. With the fifth, on me. Repeat this over and over again. It should be easy for you, since you have already learned the basics of the prayer of the heart. Eventually, when you get used to it, then you can begin to repeat the full Jesus prayer in your heart, in time with a steady rhythm of inhaling and exhaling, as the fathers taught. As you inhale, you visualize your heart and say, Lord Jesus Christ. As you exhale, you say, have mercy on me. Do this as much and as often as you can. And soon you will experience a delicate but pleasant soreness in your heart, which will be followed by warmth and a warming tenderness. If you do this, with God's help, you will attain to the delightful, self-acting, interior prayer of the heart. However, as you do all this, guard against mental imaginings and any sort of visions. Reject everything your imagination produces. For the Holy Fathers strictly teach that interior prayer must be a visionless exercise, lest one fall into delusion. Amen.